When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
That was the Count Basie Orchestra jingling all the way to our 2015 holiday show. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And we are in the wintry hamlet of Southampton, New York. And I can't think of a better Christmas present, both for me and for our listeners out there, than to have as my special guest today on our holiday program, Vianne Cox, the Tony-nominated actress who is currently starring in An American in Paris at the Palace Theater. Welcome to Broadway to Main Street, Vianne.
Hello, Larry. It's so nice to be here.
Well, you picked our opening number, Jingle Bells, with the Count Basie Orchestra, and as is typical here on Broadway to Main Street, you're going to help us do our playlist today.
Yay!
So our next one is what, Vianne?
I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
And that's an Irving Berlin song, so we like Irving Berlin, and we think it's entirely appropriate for the holiday. Why did you pick this one?
Because it's romantic, and I think Christmas at its best is romantic and not about possessions out that are tangible.
So we're going to not have a mercenary Christmas. We're going to have an Ella and Louis Christmas, Irving Berlin's I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
The snow is snowing,
the wind is blowing, but I can
weather the storm.
What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember the worst December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got
got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Yes, snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. Yes, I can't remember our worst December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? Baby, I've got my love to keep me warm. Oh, off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can't weather the storm, storm, storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form?
Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love.
My heart's on fire, the flame goes higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me, I've got my love to keep me, I've got my love to keep me warm.
Sentimental, oh yes, but I honestly do believe there's no kick to compare with the thrill that you share being lovers on Christmas Eve. Santa Claus turns me on, one ho ho, and I'm gone. Go on, say it, I'm too naive. But who cares and so what? Just as long as I've got my sweet lover on Christmas Eve. Easter's sweet, so is Lent, when it's spent in your arms. And Labor Day and Arbor Day, they both have their charms. But they pale, I'm afraid, and I'll put in the shade by the natural achieve just by being together and lovers on Christmas Eve.
Jingle bells leave me cold, for Saint Nick I'm too old. Red-nosed reindeer, that's make-believe. Good old Scrooge, he's my boy. Still in all, I enjoy being lovers on Christmas Eve. Fuses blow, trees collapse, candy canes crack my caps. And when I get those bills, I grieve. But come snow or come slush, this old heart turns to mush when we're lovers on Christmas Eve. Black Day's fine, May Day's keen, Halloween is a gem. And though they say Columbus Day is the creme de la creme, To my mind they're a bust and are put in the dust by the natural high we achieve just by being together and lovers on Christmas Eve. And heaven knows that Hanukkah is happy, oh boy.
But they pale, I'm afraid, and are put in the shade by the natural high we achieve just by being together and married and lovers on Christmas. One
of my favorite Christmas songs, from Cy Coleman's score to I Love My Wife. I think an updated sentiment of that Ella and Louis song. And it also represents Hanukkah, which we'll get back to in a little bit. Heaven knows that Hanukkah is happy. Ho boy, one of my favorite lyrics. I'm joined in the studio today for our holiday show by Vianne Cox. Now, Vianne, our next two selections are from versions of A Charlie Brown Christmas. And what kind of childhood Christmases do you remember, and where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Virginia, mostly in Northern Virginia in Richmond. And I think some of my favorite memories were watching television and seeing all the Christmas specials on TV. Isn't that sad?
No.
I don't even have a television now. I care not for TV. But back then, I was moved by these Charlie Brown Christmas and something that we have coming up, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. They were good stories.
I think also this is the 50th anniversary of Charlie Brown Christmas, and it always makes me cry like clockwork, Jewish child though I am, because I think there's something sort of melancholy, which is very true about the Christmas season.
Yes, and I think Charlie Brown owns that for all of us. He always has a mix of joy and pathos.
Or even pathos.
Thank you.
Okay, here are some selections from Charlie Brown Christmas.
Thank you. Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer, fun for all that children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, olden times for ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere, Yuletide by the fireside, and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, we'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year.
Was Rosemary Clooney, somewhat late in her career, singing Christmas Time is Here at Charlie Brown Christmas. And Vianne Cox is here in our studio.
Yay!
Yay! At Broadway to Main Street to talk about Christmas. Are there certain, as a Broadway performer, and you've been in, what, 7, 8 shows on Broadway?
Seven, thanks for the shout-out.
Well, I'm sure you'll be in an 8th before we know it. Do you think that there's something about Christmas songs and Broadway songs that sort of overlap, or is there something about the joy of Broadway songs that reminds you of Christmas?
Well, I think that the essence of Broadway is sort of it's a festive time whenever you go to Broadway, whether it's in January or whether it's in July or August or whatever season you go to Broadway, there's a certain festivity and joy and participation that Christmas requires of a person. So it's very... Yeah, it's...
So you're an American in Paris now at the Palace. Do you find that audiences are different between, say, Thanksgiving and New Year's?
They have perked up so much since the day after Thanksgiving. A totally different audience.
Because it may be tourists.
They're happy and drunk, and the Christmas tree has been lit up down the street on Rockefeller Center, and Times Square is packed. And
they have their salty pretzels.
Yes, they're so excited, and they're really, it's just a joy to do the show for them during the holiday season.
Well, Broadway is one of my favorite things. I'm sure it's one of your favorite things. So let's listen to a Tony Bennett appropriation of a Rodgers and Hammerstein classic for the holidays.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzels with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings, these are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Music! Dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
That note, that hanging note that Robert Farnon came up with for Tony Bennett on that recording. Hello, this is Larry Maslon. This is our 2015 holiday show on Broadway to Main Street, and I could not be happier than to have Vian Cox, who's currently in an American Paris, in our studio today. And one of the reasons I'm thrilled to have Vian is I always get stuck kind of about halfway through the program trying to find a Hanukkah song, but you have actually bailed us out in Broadway history and in reality here today in the studio.
Thank you. How did I do that?
Because you're bringing Carolina Change.
Yeah, baby.
So tell us a little about singing that song and being in that production.
Well, Carolina Change set the bar for my entire life as an artist. It was both the culmination of everything I'd worked toward, and it was everything that I had ever hoped to be in the future in terms of bringing magic, suspension of disbelief, truth, honesty, everything political and not, everything human to the stage. Carolina Change encompasses everything that is human.
Well, I know it was a game changer and a favorite for a lot of people. So this is the Hanukkah number in the second act.
Yes.
And we'll hear Vianne, we'll hear David Costable and Larry Keith and our dear Alice Platon. So from Carolina Change, music by Janine Tesori, lyrics by Tony Kushner.
Thank you.
You may think it's December, but no, I do remember. Tonight is Kislev 25.
And every single Jew alive.
Oi, Noelab.
Oi, Bubbalab.
Oi, Bunzalab.
Oi, Biskela.
Sings happy, happy Hanukkah, especially in America. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, where every Jew's a Maccabee, and from thy good with brotherhood, and that our blessings multiply. Mika woka b'ayinem Adonai.
Bruchat Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam.
That was from the score to Caroliner Change, which featured our very own Vianne Cox, who's joining us today. Now, in the interest of time, Vianne, I had to cut a song, which was Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues.
Oh, no.
Yes, I know. Will you tell us why we should have heard that and how we'll all run to iTunes afterwards?
Well, I told Larry when we were looking at this playlist that the Pogues, this song is not, it's quintessential New York. It is...
It's got a narrative to it.
Yes,
it
it's like a story. It's like
season.
A whole, it's like a play.
Well,
and
it mentions Sinatra and Broadway, but it's got some words in it. It's a holiday special show for the family. So go to iTunes and listen to Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues. Now, in the meantime, you are at the Palace Theater in American in Paris, and we've been thinking a lot about Paris, obviously, in the last month or so. I know you went there to try out the show at the Châtelet before it came to New York last spring. Was there did the cast absorb some feelings about Paris in this last month?
Oh, yes. Well, we've always brought the spirit of Paris to the stage with us ever since we went there last year. And basically became citizens of Paris and of France. And we live it each night. But 3 weeks ago when this happened, it brought a deeper understanding and depth of what our show comes out of, its beginning place in time. Mm. And so it just fed us so beautifully. But it wasn't just us, because theater is a collaborative effort. The audience was there to participate in their love of Paris as well, and their...
And Americans' love in Paris. That's an ongoing... It's a relationship between Americans and France that we've always had.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a particularly big fan of French Christmas carols. There's a guy named Tino Rossi, who was Corsican, who was sort of known as the French Bing Crosby during the war, which is when your musical take... After the war is when your musical takes place. So we're going to hear Mireille Mathieu, a singer from the 80s, overdubbing with Tino Rossi, a great French Christmas carol, Petit Papa Noël, and then we'll segue into our very fidgety antics in American in Paris, currently on Broadway.
C'est la belle nuit de Noël, la neige étend son manteau blanc, et les yeux levés vers le ciel.
À genoux les petits enfants, avant de fermer les paupières, font une dernière prière.
Petit papa, mais avant de partir, il faudra bien te couvrir. Dehors, tu vas avoir si froid, c'est un peu à cause de moi.
Tu m'as apporté
tous les beaux joujoux que je vois en
aveugle, échoué par le nid. N'oublie pas mon petit soulier.
Le marchand de sable est passé, les enfants vont faire dodo, et tu vas pouvoir commencer avec ta hotte sur le dos. Au son des cloches des églises, ta distribution de surprises.
Et quand tu seras sur ton bon nuage, viens d'abord sur notre maison.
Je n'ai pas été tous les jours très sage, mais j'en demande pardon.
Petit Papa Noël, as-tu descendra du ciel avec des jouets par le millier? N'oublie pas mon petit soulier.
I've got fidgety feet, fidgety feet, fidgety feet. Oh, what fidgety feet, fidgety feet, fidgety feet. Say, mate, come and be my sway, mate. How can anyone resist that rhythmical beat? You will never go wrong, never go wrong, never go wrong. If you toddle along, toddle along, toddle along, all I need's a partner to make my life complete. Two more fidgety, fidgety.
What are you on?
Thank you.
those are the Fidgety Feet of the cast of An American in Paris, and I am thrilled to have one of the stars of that glorious production. You should all run and see it. Vianne Cox joining us for our holiday show on Broadway to Main Street. Say, swell, Vianne.
That's swell, Larry. Yeah. Happy holidays, everybody.
You first broke into the New York scene in a wonderful show called Flora the Red Menace, and we have a song from that that I think is a pretty appropriate holiday song. Why don't you tell us a little about that show and the song we're going to hear?
It was a beautiful production. It started the careers of many great Broadway people now. Scott Ellis, Susan Stroman.
David Thompson.
And, of course, it was working with John Kander and Fred Ebb, God rest his soul, was just a complete joy. And Peter Frechette and Lenny Green and so many great performers that have just made their lives the theater. And it was a good start for all of us. And I remember it so fondly. And it was very special and very small. It was in a 68-seat house. And people, it was so rich to be that close and that content with what theater has to offer.
And it was the opposite, I guess, of the Broadway show with Liza Minnelli, because it was sort of scaled down and intimate. And I remember you telling me once that your recording of this, you said you sort of had a magic moment, like the heavens opened and it just sort of shined on you when you recorded this song.
Well, it felt like that, divine intervention.
Well, divine intervention is a good thing during the Christmas season. So here's Vianne Cox from the 1980 revival of Flora the Red Menace.
What do you call a job at Garrett and Malix? Yeah. What do you call a fashion illustrator? Yeah. What do you call assisting Mr. Stanley? Me. What do you call $30 a week? 30. I want to run. No, I don't. I want to scream. No, I don't. I want to sit down. I don't hear anything. You're supposed to hear bells, drums, trumpets. I don't hear anything. Do you hear anything? No? Well, what do you know? When it all comes true, just the way you planned. It's funny, but the bells don't ring. It's a quiet thing. When you hold the world in your trembling hand, you'd think you'd hear a quiet thing. There are no exploding fireworks. Where's the roaring of the crowds? Maybe it's this strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds. But I don't hear the drums. A very quiet.
$30 a week. 30.
Simone, one of our favorite singers here on Broadway to Main Street. Why did you pick that, Vianne, as a Christmas moment?
I think that whatever reaches into your cells and rips you wide open and makes you vulnerable and loving and understanding of humanity, and Nina Simone does that. There are several songs that Nina Simone sings that almost anything that she sings just does that to me, and it opens up a certain ideal of being alive, because it's so beautiful.
Well, a wonderful spirit for the Christmas season. We are blessed indeed to have family and friends and music and theater, and let's pick one of Vianne's favorite, I would say, Christmas chestnuts, as it were, Roasting on the Open Fire, sung by Nat King Cole.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow, will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way. He's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in 3/4 time wishes you and yours the same thing. Song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in 3/4 time wishes you and yours
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Frank Sinatra wishing us all a Merry Christmas, the chairman, his 100th birthday. That always makes me cry. That's my favorite Christmas song, Vianne.
Yes, Frank. I just say yes, Frank.
So I want to thank Vianne Cox for joining us today on our holiday show. She's currently starring in An American Paris at the Palace Theater. That'd be an excellent Christmas present for folks, don't you think? A pair of seats to that show?
Oh, it's so beautiful and so romantic, and it's just all about love, and it's just a fantastic treat for any time, not just the holiday season. Come in January and February when
That's
no one else
time.
Is going.
Exactly. Now, we're going to finish with a little bit of Fred Astaire, but not in the way most people know him. I know this song and the show means a lot to you.
Yeah, I think what Fred Astaire says at the beginning of this song may have made me become an actor, because I realized that I could be Santa Claus, that I am Santa Claus. Santa Claus is a thing, but I am Santa Claus. And I realized that I could embody another human being, and that is what Santa Claus represents. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm an actor. This was when I was like 3 and a half.
You can spread joy and drop little goodies for everyone, as you have in a fabulous Broadway career. And we hope to see more of you.
Thanks.
On the stage, and maybe you'll do a cabaret act for 2016. I know that's what a lot of little boys and girls in Kiddyland are crossing their fingers and wishing for. They've written to Santa.
Oh, that's funny. Larry. As long as you're at the helm, I'll do it.
All right. Well, it's a deal. So we're going to hear Fred Astaire, this classic Christmas thing. It's interesting he mentions talent, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Which I'm thrilled that I have one of the most talented people on the Great White Way. So I want to wish all our listeners a very happy holiday, whatever it is you celebrate, a fantastic new year, which great things happen. Boy, do we need it. I want to thank our engineer, Sal Lerner, for doing a great job this year. And I want to thank Vianne Cox for joining us. So say goodbye to the folks,
Vianne. Thank you and good night.
Poor misguided folks. They missed the whole point. Lots of unhappiness? Maybe so. But doesn't Santa take a little bit of that unhappiness away? Doesn't a smile on Christmas morning scratch out a tear? Cried on a Saturday? Not much, maybe. But what would happen if we all tried to be like Santa and learned to give, as only he can give, of ourselves, our talents, our love, and our hearts? Maybe if we could all learn Santa's beautiful lesson, maybe there would finally be peace on earth and goodwill toward man. Hey, it's getting late, and I've got these letters to deliver. And you better be getting home, too. And remember, behave yourselves, because Santa can still look into his magic snowball and see just what you're up to. And now that you know all about him, you can be darn sure that come snow or high water,
Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
With little tin horns and little toy drums, hooty-toot-toots and rowdy-tum-tums, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Curly-headed dolls, the toddle and coo, elephants, boats, and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland town all around the Christmas tree.
So you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.